producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains returns for another hour on this 20th of November, a Friday. Thanksgiving right around the corner. The winter season has arrived with these temperatures, some slick conditions out there. Just saw a Weather Channel report on some really bad stuff down by Webster City, Iowa, really making havoc with the road conditions down there. Wherever you're at, be careful. And if you have something in the way of a road report you want to pass along, please do. Otherwise, just know, hey, it's November, it's winter, you know. Drive to the conditions. Dial it back a little bit. Slow down where it's necessary. Coming up this hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. Our Talk Radio Town Hall did not happen on Wednesday because of some votes in Congress, so we'll have a version of that today, bottom half of this hour. More of your calls on the news of the day. Lots going on. I'm in Minot at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center today. State volleyball tournament in North Dakota is going on, and So having a great time. Congratulations to the Shanley Deacons. I'm a little partial to the Shanley Deacons, as you know. Bismarck Legacy, that's not nice. Legacy, I mean, new high school in the state tournament, pretty good deal, but Shanley had the better of them yesterday. Davies over St. Mary's and Century over West Fargo, Red River over Bismarck on the A side yesterday, Langdon over Hazen, and Hankinson down Shiloh. Our Redeemers over Ray and Lamore over Finley, Hope, Sharon, and what's the other one? I forget. Anyway, they are continuing in round two today, so we'll be covering lots of that. Some events happening in Minot here I want to tell you about a little later on as well, and we'll get to all of that coming up on the program. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550 with our toll-free telephone number. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Our friends from Cloverdale today are in, and this is, by the way, coming up over the lunch hour here, so if I were you, I'd head on over there between 11 and 2 today at the Mayville location of Miller's Fresh Foods. So stock up on Cloverdale products and the Big Flavor Tour. Big Flavor Dave will be in Mayville today serving up free goodies. You know what? I mentioned earlier, we're so fired up to have a Christmas special from our friends at MyPillow. And we thought we'd better get our friend Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, the inventor of MyPillow, on the phone again to tell you how great a deal this is, the 4-for-1. Mike, nice to have you back. How you doing?
Great, Scott. It's good to be here.
I continue to be amazed at how MyPillow is going global. You're everywhere. And it's fun to see a Minnesota company here in the heartland with a great product that has changed my life. I mean, I tell our listeners all the time, I go off the rails when I don't have enough sleep. I mean, everything goes wrong, right? Health-wise, you don't feel good. You don't function well. You're not a good talk show host. You're not good at anything. Not a good father, husband, none of that stuff. So you have a product that's changed my life and a lot of other folks, and it's great to see so many people recognizing it. It has to be very gratifying for you.
Oh, absolutely. I feel so blessed even to be a part of it. Even we have over 650 employees now in my factory and my call center in Minnesota, and we're at an all-time high, and it's people like you telling other people because it actually works. It gets you great sleep, and it's helped so many people. What kept me going is 7 years that I did shows, and one of my first shows was the North Dakota State Fair, and from that time back in 2005, it was people's testimonials, people coming up to me and saying, "Well, it's changed my life. Every part of my life has gotten better," and that's so gratifying. It's just amazing hearing people how it's helped them. And it all comes back to, you know, when I invented the pillow, I did it out of necessity because there wasn't anything out there that worked. And I worked on it 2 years. I mortgaged my house. I wanted something that you could mold and you could make it, it would be soft, but yet, it would be comfortable, but yet I could make the pillow fit me and keep my neck straight at night so I don't have those sleep interruptions and all these other things that came out of that with no snoring and, you know, helping fibromyalgia, migraines, headaches, everything associated with bad sleep. Those were just surprises by me. I'm going, wow, it helped all that too, you know?
You know, my wife was listening one of the times you were on, and you described, you know, how my pillow works to keep the neck straight and how it helps on the snoring front. And she now regularly, will say, hey, you don't have it right. You don't have it all. You're not laying on that pillow the way Mike said you should be. And we'll, do a little adjustment. But those little tips help too, because in addition to obviously having a pillow that adjusts to you, how you use the pillow and how it ultimately, for instance, in the case of snoring, keeps your neck straight makes a difference, doesn't it?
Right, right. And it's not, when you talk about the snoring and even people that have sleep apnea or anything, but with the snoring, you're right. You don't just lay on the pillow and you tuck it under where your C1 and C2, the arch of your neck, because we all have different necks. And if you get support there, it's like turning down a radio. And if somebody out there doesn't have the MyPillow yet, if somebody's snoring, stick two fingers underneath the arch of their neck when they're snoring and lift ever so slightly. It's like turning down a radio because you're finally given the support there that you need. You got to use the MyPillow technology, which you can mold it and you move it and they interlock together. It takes 6 pounds of pressure to hold that pillow in place. Your average head weighs 10 to 12 pounds. So you basically customize the pillow to fit your individual needs, and whether you're side, back, or stomach sleeper, doesn't matter. And they also keep you cool, too, as you're not going to be flipping to that cool side. My pillow is all about avoiding sleep interruptions and getting into the REM sleep and then delta sleep. And I reverse engineered it for that because I wasn't getting good sleep. And, I'd look at the clock and say, oh, if I got to sleep right now, I'd only get 3 hours and I'd still be looking at the clock an hour later. And now I know when I go to my pillow, I get to sleep right away. I do a lot of traveling and myself, and I have to have my pillow. And it's just, if I only get 3 hours sleep, I want it to be quality sleep, and I want to get to sleep right away. And it's like a natural sleeping pill, and and that's why my pillow's gotten so big is because it does work, and that's so important. All the other things made in America or made in the United States, and that you can wash and dry it, and a 10-year warranty, and a 60-day money back guarantee. Those are all great, but if the product doesn't work, my pillow does work, and that's the first and foremost, giving you the great sleep you need.
Yeah, and the great sleep means that REM, right? I mean, so it's one thing to have your eyes closed and actually be sleeping. You talk often about the kind of quality sleep.
It's quality sleep. It's not how much time you spend in bed. It's quality sleep. It's you need to get into REM sleep, and then you need to get into what's called delta sleep, and avoid these sleep interruptions. Most people that use my pillow, they say they wake up in the same position they went to bed in, and their neck's not sore in the morning. They don't have these headaches, but more importantly, they're not waking up during the night and getting up to go drink water or get something to eat or turn on the TV. You won't find yourself doing that because you're getting into that deep dream sleep, and then you get into delta sleep, which is your body healing. People, they always say that, well, you spend a third of your life sleeping. It's really important. It's more important than that because the other two-thirds of your life is directly affected. Sleep is the most important thing to your health there is. I have all my employees, when they work for me, when they come on, I give them a pillow right away, and I want them to have this. Not only have they have the same passion that I have, then they enjoy coming to work knowing that every pillow they're making is going to have the same effect on someone that it had on them personally. And they're a happier group. They get more work done. They're more productive. They miss less work. They're healthier. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. They're dealing with their kids better. You're happier. Your demeanor's better. And people that have, health problems too, that, just to have that little comfort, the little bit of comfort. I do a lot with, I give a lot of donate to veterans and cancer victims and throughout the Midwest and firefighters, all different walks of life we've done a lot of charity stuff, and they get one little even if they have these physical ailments, they get to bed at night and they at least have that comforting factor that they can have one little bright spot in their day,
It is great. Now, we have a special deal going for Christmas. Now, through the end of the year, you buy 4 pillows for the price of one. This is just unbelievable. 2 classic MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Plus, you're extending the normal 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. In other words, just use it, sleep on it all this time. If it isn't right for you, send it back. I mean, it can't beat a deal like that. But this 4-for-1 deal's got to be about your best deal ever, huh?
Yeah, it is by far the best deal I ever had, and I've done it for with your listeners. I've done it for, you know, in the Midwest here. We're not doing that special for, you know, TV or anywhere else. I wanted to do it for the people that have bought my pillow. They have what a great thing. You can get, like I say, two of the classics and two of the go anywhere pillows for the price of one classic. So you have four Christmas presents there. I mean, it is my best special I've ever done in 10 years in business.
Unbelievable. Folks, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 for that great deal. Thanks, Mike. Great catching up with you. Take care, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You should be afraid of terrorism. That's a natural and your good reaction. Fear heightens your awareness. Fear heightens your sustainability. You're able to react and notice things so much better when you're afraid. The key is to not let that fear control you, not let that fear freeze you. When a soldier goes into combat,
He's afraid. He's scared. He's terrified. But what makes him courageous is the fact that he overcomes that fear. He does not let that fear control him. And that is exactly what the American people should do. They should be afraid, and they should be hypervigilant. And they should not let that fear control them. They should not let that fear alter their daily interactions. That is what we as Americans need to do, besides go over there and bomb the heck out of these guys. Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate the call very much. Love our listeners, even calling during breaks. Anytime, 24/7, you can call our What's On Your Mind line at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message like that caller did right there, or 2 to chat with us live on the air when we're here. The K-Fire 550 line, and the one we use for What's On Your Mind is also 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com by email, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Okay, we have a few others we haven't got to, and I want to get to all of these. He was responding to the question, do you fear terrorism? And the majority of folks have said no. I'm not going to let them win by that. I think he explained, he's got a good nuance there. You don't blow it off. You don't, you know, say this isn't possible. You'd be aware, but I don't think you live your life in fear. I don't think he was saying that, but appreciate the distinction there. All right, Todd, next one.
Scott, is a data scientist or dear guy on the radio. Everything he said is correct. Thanks for having him on. I appreciate that. Exactly right. If he wasn't black, we are the minority in this country anymore. Not them. And Martin Luther King died a long time ago, and so did John F. Kennedy. So everything he said is true. And if we don't go take the country back and get him out of here before the last 15 months, we've just sold out our country because he is over. Why is he over there right now in a Muslim country doing this? He's over there because he's going to get protected when they take care of our country in the next few months. People don't realize that. Kramer and everybody better. We are the ones that run this country, not him. We can decide if they want to bring Muslims in here or not, or Christians, or whatever they think they are. People need to wake up and realize we've got a big, big problem, and we are losing this battle, and we are done. You better enjoy your Christmas this year, because if it keeps going the way it is, you might not have another one.
Yeah, again, that's bordering a little bit on the fear side, right? Better enjoy it this year because we won't have it next year. On the other hand, I don't disagree. We've got a battle on our hands. There's no doubt about it. And appreciate that. When he said everything he said is right, he's referring to Mark Skogerbo, who joined us for the Constitution class. We're doing this on Freedom Fridays, just highlighting parts of the Constitution. And what Mark was talking about today was Article 1, Section 1, essentially saying Congress decides. It's up to Congress, not a president. Doesn't work like that. So, interesting, but I appreciate the feedback. Another call. Go ahead and roll out, Todd.
You were talking about the federal government doing what they wanted to, and that's completely true. Look at what they did with the wolves in Idaho and Montana. They were putting the wolves in there for years before they ever told anybody anything about it. And nobody had a word to say about it. All of a sudden, we've got packs and packs of wolves killing elk and going rapid. And now the limit on them is killing, you know, 5 and trying to thin them down. It's just, they don't have to tell you. They don't have to say nothing. They just do what they want. It's ridiculous. Still irks me. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. I agree with you. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. We had a conversation with Governor Jack Dalrymple earlier in the week and talked about, you know, refugees coming here, and he said the federal government does that. And so we really don't have a role. That's their deal. And I'm thinking, really? We just take what they give us? That's how.
And there's some map going around Facebook, and I kind of responded to it, too, that had North Dakota as one of the states that's contemplating accepting Syrian refugees. Where has that been the case?
No, well, LSS, which is the agency, the non-governmental agency, the non-profit that has been charged with this and given this duty, and we talked with the governor about that, has said all along they won't bring Syrian refugees here.
Right.
And for that matter, they're not bringing any other refugees here. They've asked to go on pause. So I think LSS has sort of got the message that time out. But I was just amazed that the governor was sort of saying, that's what the feds do. That's the feds' deal. Because I hear other governors going, wait a minute, you bring them here, and you won't tell me where or when you're bringing them into my state? and I don't get to see the background check you're relying on? What's wrong with this picture? That's not good. So I'm with that caller, too. That just shouldn't happen. Those are the things we need to... I think it's sort of drip, drip, drip. It happens some more, and you just take it as that's how it goes. Why? Come on. You know, challenge these things. All right. Here's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you have a comment, 800-228-0550. Another call. Let's see here. No, okay, we're good? Let's see here. What have I got? Larry and Bismarck. Let's get to Larry. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Larry.
Good morning. You know, Donald Trump has it more correct than a lot of people, I think, realize, because we have two borders, our northern and our southern border. And the Canadians make sure that people that come into their country are well vetted, and we don't have a lot of them that we know of, or the publicized problem of people running across our northern border. The Mexicans just don't seem to care who comes into their country, apparently. And as a good neighbor, they'd be a little concerned of who's coming in there and running into the United States. I think Donald Trump has it correct. Make them pay for a wall, and let's not only keep their people honest coming into the United States, but people that come into their country illegally moving into the United States and doing the things that they want to do.
Appreciate the call, Larry. Thanks. Others welcome. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, ready for your calls, questions, and comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up in a moment as well. I want to tell you about a neat event that's happening in Minot today, since we are here in Minot. The Festival of Trees is a festive night of food, fun, and auction items, held tonight at the Little Flower Church, a live auction of artificial and live, fully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths, along with a silent auction of other holiday gift items. Doors open at 6. Tickets are available for $20 in advance, $25 at the door. They are limited and are selling out fast, and all of this benefits the Dakota Hope Clinic, which is a pregnancy resource clinic that offers free pregnancy testing, limited ultrasound, and also other option counseling, parenting education, where parents can earn free materials throughout the pregnancy and throughout the baby's first year. Great organization. Great cause. My friend Daryl East and I will be auctioning the trees, and the new president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, I might add. So way to go, Daryl, and have a great time tonight at that event. I hope a lot of folks go and get tickets if you don't have them yet. I love those causes. I mean, those folks live the pro-life mantra, right? They really do. So thanks to Dakota Hope Clinic for doing what you do all the time, and hope folks go to the Little Flower Church tonight at 6. For the Festival of Trees here in the Minot. I'm in Minot for the state volleyball tournament. More action cranking up here in just a little bit. But guess what? We have the Talk Radio Town Hall to go. Up next, your calls, questions, and comments. Get them in right now for Congressman Kevin Cramer as we continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. That's secureenergyfuture.org. Mark that in your favorites and use it as a resource when you want to try and catch up and keep up with everything the federal government is trying to do to your power bill. And you can tell the EPA you oppose this very costly clean power plan by signing a petition online there. These folks are all about enhancing, preserving, and protecting what we have, a diverse set of energy resources, and that includes coal-based electricity, so we can have affordable and reliable energy here for our families, for our businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota now and into the future. And if you want to find out what you'll pay if the EPA gets its way, there's a nice little widget there. You won't like it. That's what I think we really need, is a wake-up call, people understanding what this is going to cost you. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Find it there. Congressman Kevin Cramer is joining us next for our Talk Radio Town Hall. He had votes on Wednesday in the Appropriations Committee, subcommittee, I guess, so we're not able to have him on the air, so we're doing it today. Rest of the hour, your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for him. Before we bring Kevin in, I do want to tell you that Bismarck and Mandan get a couple of Coffee with Cramer Town Hall events coming up next week. So he will be hosting events during the Thanksgiving break. The event's scheduled for 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Monday night at the Bone Shaker Coffee Company, 1501 Mapleton Avenue in Bismarck, and then Tuesday at Dakota Farms. Yeah, I know why you're going to Dakota Farms. 1120 East Main Street in Mandan. Again, both those 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Monday and Tuesday night Coffee with Cramer events. You're all about the bacon, aren't you? That's why you're going to Dakota Farms.
Dakota Farms has a lot of really good things to eat, and the bacon is chief among them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know. I just was driving by the Washburn location the other day with my wife. On the way here, actually, to Minot for the volleyball tournament, I'm saying, you can't even believe how good that is, dude. I want to go there so bad.
I know.
Fantastic.
But
good to have you on the program. So quickly tell us what happened now on this refugee a legislation that has passed in Congress.
It was quite a week, to say the least, in Congress. And just so people understand, I think one of the valuable things that people would probably appreciate is that, you know, remember the Paris attacks took place, I guess it was Friday, right? And by Saturday at noon, the House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy had put together a chairman's working group. So he contacted the chairman of all the relevant committees, you know, Homeland Security, Defense, of course, Armed Services, Intelligence, Judiciary. Anyway, I think there's six relevant committees. He put together a task force by noon on Saturday, and legislation was prepared, you know, early in the week, put into the hopper, so we had our 72-hour rule compliance for having a bill available for 72 hours. And yesterday we passed a bill out that I was a co-sponsor of that was introduced by Chairman McCaul, Mike McCaul of the Homeland Security Committee that basically it does put a pause, it places a moratorium on the admission of refugees from Syria and Iraq until certain conditions are met. And here are the conditions, Scott. You've probably heard them several times, but one more time. The first condition is that the FBI director certifies the background investigations of each refugee. And the reason that's so important, Scott, is because up till this bill, the FBI has no involvement in refugee vetting. And all of this is really about vetting refugees. It's not about closing the door on them. It's not about, you know, never allowing them in, but making sure that those that do come into the United States, ensuring that they are not a terrorist threat. And, you know, so that's the first condition. And remember also, by the way, I think it's worth noting that it's the FBI director, the current FBI director, James Comey, who I have listened to in classified briefings, including on this topic, who really first sounded the alarm back in October on this very point, saying we don't have enough data or information, and that he was concerned specifically about refugees coming through out of Syria. So that's the first condition, that he would certify the background investigation. And then the Secretary of Homeland Security, along with the FBI Director and the Director of National Intelligence, certifies to Congress that each refugee is not a security threat to the U.S. So FBI Director certifies the investigation. The three of them certify each refugee is not a security threat. And then it creates an additional layer of protection, Scott, that requires the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security to independently assess the refugee approvals and make sure that high-risk individuals don't slip through the cracks some way. And then that Inspector General, who is an independent, you know, source, would report to Congress on the program every month. So it really puts a lot more of Congress in the middle of it where it belongs, has more oversight, and then more importantly has this certification of three high-ranking law enforcement officials to certify that people are not a security risk to the United States.
All right, let's talk about this. We have Terry and Sterling, Levi and Fargo, and Paul in Minot actually is with us here at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center in Minot. He thought you might be here, so he came to ask you a question here. I said, well, put on those headsets. By golly, you could ask him a question, but he's not in person.
I was at Perkins in Minot last week for a coffee with Kramer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, my gosh. How about that? You missed that, Paul. Terry and Sterling, go ahead for Congressman Kramer. First-time caller, too. Thank you for that, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Terry. Congressman Kramer, I'd like to say something about the Obama insurance. Before it came out, my wife had an insurance she had taken out. We're in right at the $50,000 income between the two of us with my Social Security.
Sure.
And I have my Medicare and my Medica. But my wife had taken out an insurance with like a fairly large deductible.
Yes.
So that she could have insurance. She was paying in the $200 range, which was at the max of our budget. Mm-hmm. And Obamacare came out, and her insurance went from $196 to $197, somewhere in there, to $776, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
for the exact same insurance. And it was so expensive, we couldn't get it into our budget, so my wife had to drop her insurance. Now they're going to fine us $600 and some out of our refund at the end of the year, which I think is absolutely horrendous.
Well,
and I just wanted to say something to somebody and let people know that what's going on, because it's just my wife had insurance, now she don't.
Yeah.
And we don't qualify.
So much
anyway.
Of it becoming more available and more cost effective for people. Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, Terry, first of all, before I lose you, if you're willing, we'd love to get your contact information and hear more about your personal story. And the reason for that is what you've just done is a great service to a lot of people, because there might be people listening to this show who think I'm just a raving maniac because I've voted to repeal Obamacare several times and I've been trying to fix it. And that Obamacare is the greatest thing in the world because it helps people and low-income people have access to health care, when the reality is you've lost access to health care and you can't afford it. So much for Affordable Care Act. And your story is common, but yours is a pretty dramatic one. So we'd love to be able to have that story to tell our leadership, and even there are various ways we share that information to keep building this case for the day when we have a president that will sign an alternative.
Because you're not alone, Terry. I'm glad you did. Hang on a moment. We'll get that information from you. Manny will take that and we'll pass it on to Congressman Craig's office.
I could not make a story up that people would believe, except here's a real one. You know what I mean? I mean, we hear this all over the place, especially North Dakota. And here's a person, no doubt that his wife, here's a person on Medicare. His wife probably has to get all kinds of things that pay for all kinds of things in her package that she doesn't need. And we've been trying to eliminate some of those mandates and requirements and whatnot. So obviously this is one more example of the Affordable Care Act being unaffordable.
Levi Fargo for Congressman Kramer, you're next.
Hey, Levi.
Hey, guys. I have to apologize. Scott, I was in a meeting and I popped on your radio show and had no idea the congressman was going to be on. So I guess I'll ask both of you. I've sat through a lot of LSS presentations about, how they choose refugees and how they get vetted and blah, blah, blah. And, sure. You know, all the good talking points, and it makes you feel good. But LSS says they don't give out aid or money to refugees that they bring to Fargo, and then our new mayor says, they fill jobs. My question is, when somebody comes from a war-torn country and we bring them in, do we recognize marriages? And that might seem like a weird question, but the reason I ask it is, a lot of these people bring children, and if they're working $9 an hour jobs, the jobs that I worked in college and had three roommates to pay for an apartment, electricity, and cable, those people cannot raise 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids on $9 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so LSS says they don't, they don't get any special aid from us. Well, of course they don't. They don't get any aid from you, but how does it work with Cass County social services? So now is it a federal thing that gets turned over to a state or county government?
Yeah.
And then that really does affect us as a taxpayer. And then you have other people that are born in this state that may be on some sort of assistance now that are fighting for a share of something that their parents or maybe they have paid into. And I don't even need to touch on being concerned with terrorism or anything else. It's just I don't understand how people say it's not a burden on the taxpayer.
Sure. So Levi raises a number of points that actually we've been addressing for the last couple of months, maybe 3 months even, in various pieces of legislation aimed largely at this refugee crisis coming out of Syria and Iraq, in addition to the security risks. And so I'm on a bill or a co-sponsor of a bill that asks some of these very pointed questions, asks for a GAO report or a government accountability office report on the cost to states and local governments that include things like Levi, for example, raises the point that maybe Lutheran Social Services doesn't fund something, but after a certain number of years, the federal assistance which they're getting gets shifted to the states in, for example, things like Medicaid, things like obviously education. Obviously these are costs that are associated with people that, as Levi described, somebody that's not raising five kids on $9 an hour. Obviously they're available. There have programs available like food stamps. There's another one that's the state.
Congressman Kramer, hold that thought if you would. Levi, thanks for the call. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Council Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Monday, we're in Watford City with Senator John Holman doing a talk radio town hall, 10 o'clock at the Watford City High School Media Center. Don't forget that. Folks in and around Watford, welcome to join us. Otherwise, obviously, on air as well. Our final segment on a talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer right now. Let's go to that off-air call, and then we have someone in person that has a question for
you. I have a question for Mr. Cramer. I don't remember the resolution number, but I believe it was last week you voted against a measure that would have prevented U.S. businesses from doing business with another entity that was involved in anything that had to do with anything in Iraq, Middle East states. Can you please explain why you would vote against such a measure? Thank you.
Okay, so my sense from the caller is he doesn't know very much. Well, he doesn't have a resolution number, but I'm going to try to decipher what he might be referencing. Now, it wasn't last week. It was maybe 3 weeks ago. There was a bill on, I'm trying to think even what it was. I know what it was. I think it was the highway bill, actually, that had the Export-Import Bank was part of the highway bill, and we'd already passed the Export-Import Bank as a standalone bill in the House. It came over from the Senate with that in it. There were a whole bunch of amendments that were sort of poison pill amendments trying to sort of trap members into, into killing the whole bill. One of them, it didn't have anything to do with Iraq, frankly, but there was an amendment that Ed Royce had offered up relating to no export-import bank business could be done with a business that was, I think, selling something to Iran. And that's the only thing I can think of. And that was one of those amendments that had been on the standalone bill. You know, it probably would have survived and we would have been happy. I'd have been happy to vote for it, but I wasn't willing to let the highway bill die over that. And frankly, it's the likelihood of any export-import bank, backstop being used for a company doing trade with Iran is just somewhere between zero and impossible anyway. So it was just sort of a statement amendment.
Got it. Paul in Minot has joined us in person to ask a question to Congressman Kramer.
Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, Paul.
How you doing?
I'm well, thank
good.
You.
Good. I know we have short on time here, but why isn't there any talk, and maybe there is, but sure not much of it, why aren't we setting up a safe zone for these refugees and helping them over there?
No fly zone.
So Paul asks the million-dollar question. By the way, if you're giving away bacon, he deserves some for this question.
Yes, he does.
It's not my call, but Paul, I'm in your camp. So this is Paul raises the best point, because remember, from Syria to North Dakota, there's more than just distance. There's a little culture shock. There's a little climate shock. I would submit to you, it would be more compassionate to help them in the Middle East, near their culture, near their families, in their climate, things that they're used to, than it would be to bring them all the way to the United States, and certainly North Dakota. That's one thing. So compassion doesn't require stupidity, is my point. We can be compassionate and smart at the same time. But it also raises the problem that was the creation of the vacuum left when Barack Obama failed to address Syria, when lots of us and lots of others were begging him to deal with Syria. He left the vacuum of leadership that he's been doing all over the world, and Syria became the mess that it is today, where we probably couldn't even find a safe zone in Syria, but we could near Syria or around Syria. But Paul's right on point. And there is talk of that, Paul. It's just not been as prominent in the last week or so since the Paris situation. But, yeah, the response can be compassionate without, being foolish.
Yeah, and because we really need to help these people.
Yes, we do.
You know, that's such a small minute that wants to come to the United States. But if we could help hundreds of thousands of them get their country back and get their lives back on track.
Great stuff, Paul. Appreciate you listening very much. We had a Facebook poster. Carissa Page is her name. She actually is a North Dakotan now that works for the Nike Foundation. She used to work for Earl Pomeroy years ago, and I know Carissa. She commented on this whole refugee resettlement thing, saying, Scott, the process we currently have in place is sufficiently onerous. It's nothing like our normal immigration process. Refugees go through an enormous amount of background checks and often languish in the camps for years while this process is ongoing. We have never in the history of America had a refugee involved in terrorism. 50% of the refugees are children. Many of the others are over the age of 60. Only 2% are men of combat age. This whole thing makes me just so sad.
Yep.
Just think of all these poor children. Please, America, we can be better than this. What do you say to that?
Carissa may have a lot of good points, but my point to her would be this is not your previous America or your previous terrorists or your previous Islamic extremist situation. If we didn't learn from 9/11, we should have learned from Paris. At least one, possibly two now, of those terrorists were associated with exploiting the Syrian refugee program. Three or four by now have been identified as women. They are not children.
And by the way, don't we have intel?
Situation.
We have intel suggesting they plan to use the refugee process to gain access to the United States. Right?
They have bragged about it. That is the problem that we're dealing with. I I'm with Carissa on lots of things, but we cannot simply, like I said, we cannot hide our foolishness with, you know, by pretending it's compassion. We can be smart and compassionate.
We had a call from a North Dakotan now that moved from Arizona because he was worried about the immigration process, who has sources or friends in the Border Patrol, said last night they rounded up five refugees that were crossing the border. I don't know if they were refugees. I guess they were just crossing the border. But four were from Pakistan, one from Syria. One of them said, you know what? We're coming. And we're coming across the border. I mean, basically taunting the Border Patrol, and said, the Border Patrol person said 30 times a day they encounter this. If you could, I'd love to see if there's any intel on that we could learn a little bit about for next. We're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall next week on Tuesday, and maybe learn about that. We've also had some calls about wanting to know how many people are on Obamacare. Kevin has those numbers. We'll do it all Tuesday on the program. God bless you, folks. We're out of time for today. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You've come to learn that if it's worth having, it's never easy. Chasing your dream is a full-time job with plenty of overtime. And sometimes your risk is its own reward. At Alaris, we believe happiness should be a limitless venture. That's why supporting your labor of love is our labor of love. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.